what would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, all right, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small dawn is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Welcome to St. John Forward Radio. We've got a bit of weirdness going on here at the I don't think the intro played. But something weird's going on, but we'll figure it out for the rest of the show. I'm not sure exactly what that's gonna be, but it's 9 o'clock and hi. I just started to play my intro on the computer, and it seems to be just playing out of, like, the computer speaker and not going onto the air.
I'm pretty sure I heard it on air. This is also really great radio, so I'm sorry for barging in.
Well, I unplugged this from there, and then it seemed to switch from playing out of there onto here.
Okay.
It's playing there. I don't hear it in the headphones, though.
Your mic is probably picking it up. That's probably what I heard as opposed to what I'm playing.
Yeah, at one point I turned it around and just pointed the microphone at the computer. But
excellent. Okay, well, I will look into that.
Yeah, I can play the first song off of my phone with the aux cord, assuming that's okay, and we'll have a couple of minutes.
We set up the new headphones today, so it's possible things were moved around, but
right.
I can take a look in a little bit.
Yeah, so whatever audio is coming out of the computer, whatever that went into might be loosened. But anyway, welcome to St. John Forward Radio. We're off to an excellent start to the first live show of 2019. My name is John Forward. Had a couple of weeks off for the Christmas break, and just a sec. I don't have my notes up. I'm out of practice, and of course my Google Docs has not updated. So I gotta scroll down. Oh, this is just going amazing. But anyway. Despite the technical difficulties of the first 4 minutes of the show, I did have a nice break over the holidays. It's good to be back, but it was also nice to be off. I was off work too. Last year, didn't have any extra time except for the actual holidays on the 25th, 26th, and 1st, because I was still less than 6 months in, wasn't allowed to take any vacation last year, so it was nice to take a week and a half off this time. If you haven't heard them yet, because I didn't do my weekly Facebook live dispatch to let everybody know that they were coming on New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve, the Christmas episodes were from the archives of H to the C. I found burned onto a CD. I had a 2 hour split over 2 weeks Christmas episode that we did in 2002. And it was mostly music. You can hear it on the podcast feed, johnforward.podbean.ca, or no, .com. I don't remember. I think it's .com. But mostly music. There's a bit of silly 20-year-old John Forward, along with my co-hosts, Ryan and Kaylin, attempting to be funny and mostly failing. It's pretty cringy to listen to now. I would not recommend partaking in the drinking game where you take a shot every time somebody says "it's true" as a punchline, or you'll end up getting your stomach pumped at the hospital. But I went up to visit my father on Christmas Eve up in Fredericton, and came back to St. John on Christmas Day, and visited some of my own family and some of May's family and some friends back in town. I mentioned back in October, I believe, that my grandmother was in the hospital. That's who I was visiting when I got the unfortunate news that the R-Bar was shut down. So she's still there. physically as healthy as a 92-year-old woman could be, but over the last month or so, the dementia has kicked in, and that's sad because she used to be a pretty sharp lady, always talking trash and filling me in on the family gossip. I had actually been toying around with interviewing her for the radio show. She had lots of good stories, but she's not making a whole lot of sense these days, so that's not going to happen. Anyway, went to see her a few times over the holidays. She didn't know who I was for a lot of them, but, you know, she enjoys the company regardless. Hadn't really heard any New Year's Eve parties going on. I didn't try very hard to find something to do, but stayed in most of the night with my dear wife, May. Played a few rounds of my new Binding of Isaac card game I got, and then we went down to the Boardwalk around 11 to see whatever the name of that Canadian super band was. It had somebody from The Odds, Bare Naked Ladies, Sloan, and Pursuit of Happiness, and saw some fireworks. Wasn't too cold, but it was kind of sort of messy, sloppy snow slash rain happening. But, you know, always a bonus to have a sober driver so that we can leave when we wanted to and not have to worry about getting a cab. May and I also, we went down to see my favorite band, Clutch, in Portland on the 29th. And I've seen them five or six times before this, and this was probably the best show that I'd seen. So that was fun. It was, the venue was called Aura, A-U-R-A. I had never been to that one before. I bought balcony tickets because I'm an old man who likes to sit down at shows, and I knew the show was sold out, but it never really occurred to me that I'd have a hard time finding a seat. But, you know, I usually go to shows at the State Theater in Portland, and there's always lots of seats up in the upper balcony for the old-timers to sit in, but the Aura was full to the brim. I did get a spot on a railing so I could get my lean on at least, and my poor knees and back never got sore for the whole show, and trying to have a good time, but could not stop myself from periodically seething at the people in the seats in front of me where we were standing, because there was half a row empty with coats on it, the old movie theater. I don't know what the Sally Seat Saver, is that a thing? But a bunch of coats on it and a few random seats here and there throughout. And at the start of the show, I was like, well, that's annoying. But, you know, those people are probably just getting drinks. They'll be here. And then every minute that passed throughout the show and nobody showed up, it just made me angrier and angrier. And I understand on some level that if those seats weren't saved, then there was all tons of other people that got there before us that would have taken them anyway, but I was still not happy about it, and I'm just going through the question, are these people lying about saving the seats just to give themselves some more room, or if not, who are their terrible friends that would have the nerve to show up to a sold-out show 2 or 3 hours after it starts, expecting their friend to have seats saved for them? And, you know, at one point, watched the first few bands. There was three opening bands. I only really liked one of the three. But some of the save seat people showed up right before Clutch, the headliner, went on, and I gave them a bit of a stink eye that they never noticed or cared about. Some of the empty seats never got filled the whole time. Dozens of people crowded around looking for seats. Some even asked, hey, are these seats taken? And people just left their coats on them the whole time, saving them for people that never showed up or people that never existed at all. So I'm fantasizing about messing with these people someday. Like, I was thinking maybe next time I should bring a little squirt gun to the show and fill it up with some piss in the bathroom and squirt people with it. That might be a fun thing to play. But then I was like, no, maybe I bring it preloaded with some bleach and then I can just squirt people and then they go home and all their clothes are ruined, which it was just a fantasy at that point. I'm not that brave. I used to do stuff like that when I was younger. I remember being at Cougars, now McGill's, on the boardwalk on one of the dance party meat market nights, and there was this drunk couple that kept like bouncing around the room and bumping into people as they groped and made out with each other. And I had a pen in my coat pocket, so I broke it open, and whenever they slapped down on top of me and my friends, I rubbed pen ink all over their nice clothes. Not proud of it, but, you know, it was funny at the time. Another time I was on the patio at the Capitol in Fredericton, and some guy had annoyed me somehow. I don't even remember what he did, but asked my friend Dave for a cigarette, and we all crowded around behind this guy and carried on a fake conversation about corduroy pants for about 30 minutes while I spent the whole time burning holes into the back of his jacket with my cigarette. That was fun. Another time in the same place at the Capitol, I somehow mustered the nerve to just stick a wad of gum to the back of some guy's shaved head as he walked by. Not proud of it, but it felt good in the moment. But before Clutch went on, a couple got up and left their seats right in front of where we were, down some steps, but I hesitated before I jumped in, and some guy beat me to it, and he got one of the seats, which left one opening beside him. But I wasn't going to leave May and go sit by myself, so... But past the empty seat was another couple, and then past them was an empty seat with some jackets on it, and that was there for the whole show, so I went down with a plan. I asked if anybody was sitting in the seat on the other side of the couple, or if it was just a jacket chair. And they confirmed it was a jacket seat, so I said, hey, would you guys moving down one so that my dear wife and I could have this seat and the other one sit together? But then they said that the other guy that just got there was holding the extra seat for somebody else, so that plan was foiled. And then went back up to our spot on the railing, and new guy that just got there looks up and makes eye contact and gestured for us to come down, and he moved over to the jacket seat and let May and I have the two seats on the end. He was clearly lying about saving that extra seat for somebody else and felt bad, so, but anyway, I got to sit down for my band Clutch, and couldn't see as well as we could from my railing spot, but I wasn't going to complain after seething for 3 hours and eventually getting the seats that I wanted. It wasn't as high up, but I was comfortable. A little while later, a dad and his kids who were there for the show, they all they took off a bit early, which opened up some more seats right in the front row center of the balcony. So I jumped over there without hesitation and had a great view. Best seats in the house that I would have wanted for the last four or five songs. So that was a happy ending. It was a good time. Unfortunately, I hate to nitpick, I've still never seen them play a single song from my favorite album, which is the self-titled one. But they did play a deep cut off their first album called El Jefe Speaks, and I enjoy that song, and that was actually my message board name back in the day. It was El Jefe, which any listeners to Campus Radio might be familiar with the old draft cycle back in the day. That was my name on there, so... Adam Landry was supposed to be on the show tonight. I went to pick him up on my way here and couldn't find him. There was a note on the door saying that he would get here somehow, so hoping that he still shows up. But for now, I guess I'm going to play El Jefe Speaks by Clutch, and hopefully we can get Julia in here to... sort out this computer situation so we can play some sweet station IDs later on. I gotta find the playlist on my phone here. I had the Spotify all queued up on the computer, so you're just gonna have to wait a minute while I figure this out. I think we're ready now. Is the volume up? Oh, not quite. Let's turn it up. Here's the song. Kids Back, and I think we got the computer situation sorted out. Let's do an on-air. Oh, look at that. Volume is good and everything. It was a little precarious when we did a little bit of a test. You may have heard it bleed into the clutch song there, but if you're just tuning in, this is St. John Forward Radio. Supposed to have Adam Landry in here. He wanted to do something. He needed to film something or something in here, but he does not seem to be. I don't know. I went to go pick him up, and he's not there. So I guess we're gonna have to pick up on To Kill Some Time. We've got Summer Camp Beef 2017 Part 9, I think, where we left off last time. It's been a month or so. It's been a little while. So I had a rough summer with my psycho. Hello, Adam.
Yes, I finally have made it to do the radio show.
You got,
I apologize.
What do you have all over yourself?
Well, just a second. Let me get into the...
Well, I'm going to... Well, all right, which... Are you on that microphone? I'm going to have to switch it over.
Yeah, I don't... Which one...
Up, higher, higher.
I don't know if you
higher.
Can tell. My face is covered. You're going to have to help me here.
Up into your left. Up. Up just a little bit. There you go. There you go.
Got it. Hello, radio. I have made it.
I'm going to take a quick picture. What is going on, Adam? I came to pick you up on my way here, and you weren't home.
Yeah, but you know about the monsters, right?
What?
There's monsters out.
What are you talking about? What kind of monsters?
Look, a lot of people have been telling me about these.
Like sexual predators? That's a big thing.
Well, look at what I'm wearing. You think that this is going to help against sexual predators?
Are you worried about somebody pleasuring themselves in front of you?
I think these are more like just regular predators, like from the movie Predator.
Well, I wouldn't call those predators, or like regular. That's pretty frightening.
Well, when you look up Predator on Google, what do you get? A picture of that guy. That's a regular predator.
Okay, so... So you've got this get up on because
I've covered my eyes, so I can't see it.
So the alien trophy hunting race that visits Earth periodically. No,
you're taking my words out of context. What I was trying to say is I've heard all kinds of different rumors about there being these predators of some kind. Okay, I don't know if they're aliens or monsters or skeletons, whatever. One of the bad ones. And the only way you can protect yourself from them is to not see them. So what I've done is I've put this elaborate get-up on my head, and it serves many purposes. This is a lot of people just cover their eyes, like with a, you know, bandana or something. But this, what I've got here is, it's hard to explain if you're not looking at it. But
well, I just took a picture and put it on Instagram, so anybody can look at that. Well,
that's good.
Your mouth is exposed now.
Yeah, it's
are you worried about tasting the monsters? Is that a problem?
No, it's just seeing them that's an issue, but it's hard to breathe underneath this sweater that I've got on my face.
So I don't understand how not being able to see the monsters, like, wouldn't it make more sense to blindfold the monsters so that they can't see you?
Yeah, well, we've got an initiative that's trying to do that. So
all right, now you've got it flipped over. You get kind of a daredevil look going now.
Really?
Yeah, only way cooler.
It's cooler than it looked when you took the first picture?
Hell yeah, let's take another one.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, there's There's okay. Adam's Daredevil look. You can pull this up on Instagram, even if you're listening to it live.
Are you going
to
take it?
I already did.
Did you? I was posing. Did you get the pose?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, I need that picture to serve a couple purposes. Okay. Because I can't see anymore, so I need other people to help me with this stuff. But what I want to do.
Well, I'll do another one. Pose. Okay. Whatever. What pose were you doing?
You know. There. How's that look?
Pretty tough.
Okay.
So can you, again, can you elaborate more on the logistics of how this exactly is helping you from monsters?
If I can't see them, they can't get me. That's the rule. You should know that. You're out in the world. How come you don't have your eyes covered? I assumed you had yours covered.
I did encounter a bit of a technical monster at the beginning of the show. The computer wasn't working.
Yeah, that's because of them. That's what they do. They get into
but
the
instead of wearing a blindfold, the program director, I think that's her title, Julia, came in and rescued us from the technical difficulty monster.
Well, that's good, but I don't think she's. Does she have her face covered?
I don't know. She wouldn't be able to see what was plugged in, and she climbed up on the desk
she
and
might
went
be
in
working
behind
for
everything.
She's probably working for the Predator Monster. That's how it works. So they get
she
in.
She works for local FM.
Yeah, well, you can. Yeah, but that's her day job. Okay.
Does she have a night job as a monster apprentice?
That's what I'm suggesting here. It's just like a kind of reverse Superman.
Okay, so Julia is the Clark Kent, and then.
She works for these monsters.
I did notice that.
If you look at them. Look, I don't know for sure. I'm not making accusations. What I'm trying to do is raise awareness about these monsters. I just found out about them. And that's what I was trying to meet you on the curb. But then I thought, well, wait a second.
How did you get here?
That's what I was trying to get to. I didn't want you to pick me up, and I thought if John can't be coming to pick me up because he can't see, neither can I. We have to keep our eyes covered.
I can't drive the car with my with my head covered. So how did you get here? You were 15 minutes late.
I took the bus.
Okay. How did you know which bus to get on?
Well, the lights of the bus are so bright they shine through what I've got on my face, and I can still kind of tell when the bus is coming. It was a close one, though. I did almost get hit.
Well, there might be monsters. My sister seems to have sent me a text message of some sort of YouTube clip. I don't want to look it up or else I'll forget to go back to it when I can actually read it. I don't know what she sent me, but that might be something monstrous.
Well, yeah, it probably is, because everyone's life now is going to have to be revolving around these monsters that we can't even look at them, or, you know.
Or what? What are the consequences if you were to look at these monsters?
Oh, the consequences.
There's like all like kind of radio technical difficulties, sister text messages. Is there anything more dire?
Yeah, they can kill you.
Okay, has somebody been killed?
Well, yeah, that's what I thought. A bunch of people told me about it. You know, I can't believe you don't know about this.
Well, okay, I don't follow the news.
James was telling me about this.
Is this
Jason?
On the CBC?
Yeah, probably. I don't follow the news either. I get my news, you know. From
is this
James
is there is there news on local FM? I don't even know. There might be. There used to be back when I started. Me and Dave Hamm used to do the news every day, and MC Crosswalk would read the weather.
If I had known that I was supposed to listen to the news earlier than this, that would have been fine. But now that my eyes are covered all the time, I don't have enough time in the day to listen to the news. It's too late for that, okay?
Wait, how does being blindfolded eat up more time in your day? Or I guess it just takes you a bit longer to get places.
Yeah, it took me... What time did you get here?
I don't know, like 10 to 9.
With your normal non-blindfolded driving, you got here at 10 to 9. With my blindfolded bus work, it took, you know, half an hour longer.
You knocked over a whole shelf full of records and CDs on your way in. You're going to have to clean that up.
No, you're the one without the blindfold. You clean them up, okay? I'm living in a world where...
What if the monsters get me while I'm cleaning?
I don't
care. At least you're blindfolded. You can take your sweet old time and not have to worry about being murdered by monsters.
I live in a world where things are perpetually, you know, messed up now because I've knocked them over. And that's a result of the times we live in. I can't help it. We have to defend ourselves from whatever's happening out there. And if that means, you know... It's not so bad to live in a messy place if you can't look at it anyway. Sure, I might have caused some major damage.
If you make a mess and it leaves a bunch of stuff on the ground, then I guess then if the monsters are coming, you'll hear them going through the wreckage, I guess. So isn't that?
Yeah, that's why. I knew that. That was also. It's got lots of benefits. okay, living this way. And I would recommend it to other people if you're afraid of these monsters, but not just to cover your faces, but to cover your face with an Adam Landry brand face covering, which I'm also promoting.
Okay. Well, yeah, this is just, I'm just still trying to get used to.
But you got to admit, it's all coming together. That's why I wanted you to take the picture, because I'm gonna put the logo.
Well, the picture is for the listeners. This is not coming together at all for me, and I'm here live in the studio looking at you.
Yeah, but I'm gonna put a logo on that, and I'm gonna sell it on Etsy.
You're gonna put a logo on what? On my Instagram post and sell a screenshot of my Instagram on your Etsy?
No, the picture that you took of me with this is going to advertise what I'm wearing, and I'm going to mass produce these and sell them.
Okay, you're going to mass produce that sweater with the... What happened to your red band? Did that fall off, or did you take it? Oh, it's flipped under. Right.
It's on the inside. It's still there. You can't see it?
Well, no. You've got the bottom part of this blue sweater flipped over it. Now, okay, that's a shoelace now I can see.
For sakes. Well, that's why I got you to take the picture. So the red band wasn't in the picture.
Are you trying to scare off the monsters by pretending to be an ISIS or something? That's no. You got kind of an ISIS look.
Okay, so this look is Daredevil.
It's Daredevil, and then when you flip it down, the other one, it's like fat ISIS.
But you can't see the red band on the Daredevil look, but you can see it on the ISIS one.
Yeah, well, if you can, maybe you can keep it flipped up like that, but put the shoelace on the outside of it now.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? This has inspired me with
how how much are you going to sell this whole getup for?
It's going to be more now because I came up with an extra feature.
Well, that's a nice sweater. That's going to cost enough, even if it's not been tailored to your specific monster blocking
needs.
Oh,
well, yeah, but you're not picking... See, I didn't tell you everything I was going to write on that picture that I was going to use as an advertisement. I'm going to also write, product might not be quite how it seems.
All right. Well, yeah, this is maybe let's sort out some more of these. I'm very confused. Did you remember to pick a song?
Yeah, I picked a song.
What song did you want to play? I'll pull it up real quick.
I'm torn between two songs.
Okay, we'll pick one. Do you have a Canadian one? They like that kind of stuff here on the radio station.
Yeah, okay. Let's put on the first one I told you. Let's just stick with the original
play. No, you didn't tell me anything. We're coming up with it right now, obviously.
Well, okay, fine. And this will be the first one I told you. I've got to say the name of it.
Do you not know the name of the song that you want me to play? You got to tell me.
Wait.
All right.
Play Wait.
By who?
You know, the band.
By Tampa?
Yeah.
They have a song called Wait. I hear they're from Moncton, and they have an album called Belated Love.
That's the band.
All right. Well, let's play some of that after
To the music director who was unable to help me locate this song. I had to use Shazam like an old person.
Okay. All right. Well, let's have a word from the mayor of comedy first, and then we'll play that.
All right.
And we'll be back with more St. John Forward Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's the Mayor of Comedy, Shane Ogden, and this is 107.3 FM St. John Forward Radio.
You drank me under the table, and you got the cops.
we're back on St. John Forward Radio. I'm John Forward, back live on the radio for the first time in 3 weeks, and it's been a disaster so far. Don't call it that. Well, yeah. First, my guest was late. I wasted time driving one block up the street to get you. Although round trip, that's two blocks.
And it's not a round trip yet, unless you drive me home. And
when I drive up the hill and then I turn around and come back past my street, that's the round trip.
That way.
And then I got here a little bit later than I usually do. But the last few weeks when I was here, the guys before me were in the booth, so I didn't have time to come set up, so I wasn't in any rush to get here. But they were pre-recorded this week, and then I'm gonna have to fix this when I edit it. I'm gonna have to put the intro back in and everything. That's a lot of extra fuss. And then Adam just made a big mess in here.
It's not that big of a mess, and you would be just fine to clean it up yourself.
You can't see how bad this is.
Yeah,
you've got a sweater tied over
you. And I suggest that kind of lifestyle for you, and you can just not worry about the messes that have been made. We've been over this. Look, I will sell you one of these, $49.99. Anyone else, too, get at me.
Oh, I think this. Can I just wear the sweater as a sweater? That's probably a $50 sweater.
I told you, it's not going to appear exactly as advertised, so... Okay. It's going to be whatever I send you, but you
it's
wrap
just
it up.
It's going to be whatever scraps you find at Valley Village.
But ones that are cheaper.
Made to order.
The point is, you wrap. It's more of like a, I don't know what you call it. It's like a recipe for what you put on your head. Okay, I tell you how to do it. It's a special knot.
Okay, so it's $50 for you to just send an email saying how you can tie a shirt on your head.
I'll send you a shirt.
Okay.
I'll send you a shirt, too, and a little red band.
Red shoelace.
Yeah, you won't be able to see it if you use the exact instructions, but you can do it different. It's up to you, really.
Okay, so how are you going to send it out? By mail?
Yeah, and a good point with that. It's going to have to go out by some kind of regular foot mail. So people are going to have to tell me about this real soon because these monsters are going to close in.
Yeah, but how many people are going to get murdered in the meantime for the transit for this?
Most of them.
Do you already have stock or are you going to have to go shopping with that thing on your head and you can't even see what you're getting?
Well, let's get the orders coming in first and then I'll decide whether or not I have stock.
So in your mind, there are rampant murderous monsters / predators... that I haven't seen yet.
Well, no, you don't see them because you've got your head covered, hopefully, like mine is.
No, it's not.
Well, it should be. At least close your eyes. Be responsible. I told you.
I got to keep an eye on the levels.
They get in your head. They get in the computers, okay?
But, the greatest monster of all is a poorly mixed radio show, and I won't stand for it.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen if you don't cover your eyes because that's how they
get
in.
I guess I can hear it in the headphones. I can hear it in the cans.
How do you think the monsters get into the electronics? It's through people touching them, okay? So you're part of the problem.
Okay, so there's monsters that are murdering people, and this is a current problem. This is happening right now.
Yes,
it's
James. James and Jason, okay? They're both wearing similar get-ups. They're not as fashionable as mine. And if they're trying to sell you one, don't buy theirs. Buy the one I'm selling. But
okay, so this is a major risk right now. So you want people to order how? You can call 648-5925 right now if you want to put an order in.
Let's get it in quick. Call right now because seriously.
Because otherwise, you've already got, if you send an email or a letter or something, then you got to wait for him to get it. And he's not going to be able to read an email unless you got a Braille computer.
It's going
to
be tricky.
Do you know how to read Braille?
No, so it's going to be tricky for me to get the addresses. I will figure out a way.
And then you're going to go to Value Village.
You know what? We'll stick with the phone system. People will call. And then I will go. I'll get the stuff I said I was going to get. I'll get it into a box somehow. And as long as the mail service is still working, I'll mail it. But you got
to... How are the letter carriers going to see where to deliver to?
Well, that's their challenge.
Well, what if your mailman or your female man gets attacked by a monster?
I'm over here putting shirts in boxes and explaining how to wear them so that you look cool, okay? That's my job to do in this new apocalypse. If you're a mailman, I don't know. Figure it out. It's not that hard. You probably already know most of your mail route. So just get like a stick and hold it in front of you. Like,
well, in our neighborhood, like, poor Vicky's going around trying to deliver the mail. She's got to avoid that. Have you encountered the three-legged fox in the neighborhood yet?
I don't leave the house.
Well, fair enough. Well, is that one of the monsters? I've only seen the three-legged fox like twice.
It could be. I heard they can get into it. The monsters can get into to foxes and other kinds of small animals.
So these are like demons that have possessed non-monster entities.
I told you have to call James. Everybody knows about this. Everybody knows. Okay, but what these monsters are doing, because this is the world now, and most people listening to this are probably surprised that you don't know about it.
Well, I don't keep up on the news. Let's try to get James on the phone and see if he knows about any of this stuff. Let's see how this works.
James. Yeah, fine. He will settle this all finally once and for all. He's the one who told me about the monsters.
Why is there just a dial tone? It's not dialing.
You gotta push 9 first. You're in a building, okay?
All right, let's try this again.
I'm the one who can't see, and I still know which buttons to push. You wonder how I can't get around without seeing. How do you get around, you know, not being that smart, John?
All right. I hit the numbers. I don't know if it's dialing.
I hear it ringing.
Okay.
I need headphones.
They're hanging on the mic stand, up above your, on your microphone in front of your face.
Hello?
Hey, James?
Yeah?
It's John Forward.
Yeah, John.
I'm here on the radio with Adam, and he's telling me that he's got a sweater tied to his head, and he's avoiding monsters that he's not allowed to look at. He says that you might know something about it.
You and Jason told me about the monsters, and you guys are living your lives this way too. And everybody's, you know, tell him, James.
No, Adam. There's a movie on Netflix where Sandra Bullock is wearing.
Oh, you're doing a Bird Box.
Yeah, the Bird Box thing.
What are you talking about? You told me that I had to cover my face like this because there was monsters out on the street to get me, and you said you were doing it too. And I couldn't tell because I'm wearing this thing on my head, but I believed you because you're my friend.
Why would I say I'm doing it too? That doesn't make any sense, Adam.
Well, I don't know. You're the one that told me all this stuff about the monsters.
Well, yeah, I told you there was a popular movie going around right now. I mean, everybody's talking about it on the interwebs and such.
So you mean to tell me
wait,
that the...
So, or wait, I haven't seen the movie. Okay, so you haven't seen the movie and you told Adam that it exists. Adam, have you seen the movie?
Well, no, I can't watch movies anymore. I've been wearing this thing on my head. So you mean to tell me I don't need to be... Let's get this right out of the way. Do I need to have this on my head?
Yes.
Okay. If people need to wear them, do you want to buy one, James? Because I've got this new... It makes you look like Daredevil. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, oh, it's on my Instagram. Probably on my John Forward comedy page on Facebook, too, if you want to check it out.
Yeah, I have like 5 of them, Adam. I suppose I don't really need another one.
Yeah, but these ones have special monster protections in them. $49.99.
They have that special anti-monster linen?
Yeah, no, it's a special formula.
He's got a blue sweater tied to his head with a red shoelace.
This is a prototype. And that should be noted, okay? There's going to be future versions.
Well, in the movie, she just had a blindfold. She didn't need the whole sweater thing.
I can't see movies do you not get?
Well, have you not seen...
Well, I mean, any general blindfold would really suffice in a Bird Boxing situation.
Yeah, like you could save some costs and take that sweater that you got on your head and get, like, 15 blindfolds out of it.
Or get, like, 2 medical eye patches. And just 1 for each eye.
Look, I feel like when you're on the radio talking about someone's product, you should probably be like, it's a good product, everyone. Let's buy it. Not what you guys are up to, trying to slander it. It's a good product I'm wearing, okay? $49.99. Just say that you bought one so other people will buy one.
Yeah, I bought one for you, Adam. Does that count?
Yeah, I guess so. That's fine.
Now, James, have you encountered the three-legged fox in our neighborhood? I thought maybe that was one of the monsters he was avoiding.
No, I did. I have encountered a giant doe.
Okay. I haven't seen any of those.
A female deer.
Okay. All right. Well, let's... We've got to sort this out. I'm sorry for bothering you.
Yeah, I don't feel like this got us anywhere at all. We're back where we started. I don't know whether or not I'm supposed to be wearing this.
No, Adam, you should definitely keep it on, and just run everywhere you go.
That's not possible anymore.
Running is great exercise. Remember that.
All right, can I do some running in here, John?
I wouldn't recommend it with the blindfold on.
See, this is the reaction I get when I want to run. People don't want me to.
John, that's what I was kind of trying to get, was Adam running with the blindfold so he'll run into things.
Yeah, but they'll make a mess, and the radio station people are here. We'll get in trouble.
Yeah. Just put them out in the parking lot.
Yeah, we can run around the parking lot. Well, let's. I'm gonna let you go. We're gonna play a song and sort this all out, and then we'll be back to close out the show.
All right. Then.
Thank you for joining us, James Hovey.
Thanks for nothing, James.
You're welcome, John Forward, and you're very not welcome, Adam Landry.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Fine.
All right. Well, let's hear some Drenge with Bonfire of the City Boys.
Spilled out of the door and sparks skipped across the pavement. The clouds nodded overhead like worried hands, fidgeting with their knuckles and twisting the wedding band. Small beads of sweat trickled down the gutters and the drains as we made our way from the safety of the car. And through the rush hour traffic we weave, and we turn down a back street and ditch our coats. And the strays are out now, they can tell that something's up. Maybe in their half-tails or their crooked paws. The wind changes, the pressure eases, and the nosebleeds set in for the early evening. We pause, we talk, we plan, we make the best of what we can, and I hold you tighter than ever before. And your hair smells like Roman candles, and your eyes were like two Catherine wheels just spinning, spinning, spinning! We'll be right back.
local 107.3 FM is hiring a new station manager. The application deadline is January 16th. This position is normally 30 hours a week, but is currently increased to 40 due to grant funding. The position involves a variety of administrative tasks, but also includes work with volunteers on live broadcasts, other programming, special projects, the production of a zine, among many other things. Station managers also often produce their own radio programs and will be heavily involved in the creation of our new strategic plan here at Local FM. If you're interested in applying for this position, please see the job posting, which includes a more detailed job description, at localfm.ca. Again, the application deadline is January 16th, and the job description and job posting can be found at localfm.ca.
You could have power over shows like St. John Forward Radio.
I think I'm going to apply for that.
Yeah?
Yep.
You already have a full-time job. You get another 40 hours a week to make some zines and such.
When you put it like that, okay. But... okay, here's what I want to get back to. I took the blindfold off.
Right, so tonight's show's brought to you by Bird Box on Netflix.
Yeah, apparently. I haven't seen that show. It doesn't sound very funny.
I saw the trailer and thought it looked okay, but half of the people on Facebook say that it's great, and half of them say that it's the worst movie they've ever seen in their lives. Looked okay from the trailer.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. They take all, like, if you have an hour and a half movie and you can't make a minute of it look good, what business are you doing movies at all?
Yeah, I suppose. But, I still don't understand how not being able to see the monsters saves you from the monsters.
Yeah, well, I don't get it either. Apparently, I didn't even, you know how long I've had that on for? That's been, I don't know, 4 days, something like that now.
Yeah, you've got kind of a rash around the top part of your head. Did you wash that sweater first? Or have you showered in between?
Yeah, you shower with it on, I guess. I don't know. It's a.
You kind of... Okay, that's what that white soapy buildup was. I thought it was something else, but were you just rubbing soap on the outside of the sweater in the shower?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, if I had kept having to do it for a few more weeks or months, maybe it would have, like, I'd have figured out a good system for it. But it was only a couple days. I don't know. Yeah, I was putting soap on the outside of it. It was a lot of soap, too. Like, you had to basically squirt half the bottle on there. And then, after you'd done that, you realize, well, that was the rest of the bottle. I need another bottle. And then how do you get that with a wet thing on your head?
Well, yeah, and then you got to go to the grocery store or wherever you buy your soap products and get a new bottle. And
so what happened is I got out of the house 3 blocks down, and, well, I woke up in an ambulance, and... I should have suspected then that this wasn't real.
Well, did the paramedics not cut it off or pull it off or whatever? Or you're probably just screaming at them about monsters and they didn't want to rile you up.
Yeah, I escaped. I didn't know that they were paramedics until after they were yelling. We're paramedics, but I was already... I was pretty far away from them.
You might have thought they were monsters and they were,
it's part
sticking
of the,
needles in you and fibrillators and stuff.
They could have been messing with me through that. And I figured, well, if they are, an ambulance like they say they are, I'm already better. So let's just go. I'm already 30, 40 feet away from them. I can't tell. I just kept moving.
Then the other major danger is when you run out of soap and you have to go to the store to buy a new one, like... What if you accidentally didn't buy a shampoo that was designed for men, like with the gray bottle and like a manly flavor? Like, what if you accidentally buy some girl shampoo?
Yeah, well, that's the, that would have been an improvement to what I did buy, honestly.
You need some Dove for Men charcoal.
Or, I would take the woman shampoo over the mayonnaise I bought.
Yeah, I guess. I'd rather smell like a kiwi than Hellman's. But,
See, I don't even know for sure if it was Hellman's.
Oh,
but it
yeah,
was definitely,
could have been no name.
It was definitely mayonnaise or something mayonnaise-ish.
Yeah. We're coming up on the end of the show. Do you have anything to promote? Episode 2 of Hard Times Season 2 came out, a little while ago.
Yeah, I have nothing to do with that. What I want to promote is these, I told you, my headbands, okay? Even though this apocalypse that I was talking about earlier.
Well, that Bird Box movie is popular. You can just sell it as side merch for Bird Box.
Yeah, and also it could happen. It still could happen. And if it's going to happen, why not be prepared before it happens, right? So, you know, if you want to look like Daredevil, hit me up. And yeah. I'll sell you one, $49.99.
You need to tap into that cosplay market. People can wear it to Comic-Con. They can be Daredevil / Bird Box / Adam Landry on St. John Forward Radio, that well-known character.
I don't care what they call it. Just give me the money.
Okay, so give him the money. He was involved, and so was I in the what was the episode called? The Pecker Check Before Christmas, I believe, is called.
Very PC.
It was filmed a year ago.
It was different times back then.
Yeah, so
you got to remember that when you watch it.
It was a younger time, way back in Christmas of 2017. November, I think, is when we filmed that.
Yeah. So don't judge 2018 or 2019 us's.
Yeah.
Judge that all on to 2017 us's.
So check that out. This past Friday had an Uptown Comedy Deluxe at O'Leary's, which had a decent crowd, but weird show. I probably bombed for half of my headlining set. I pulled it together a little bit at the end of it, but there was a table of Chatty Cathy's who and then like when you call them out, they got like all butthurt about it, but not in a fun way. I don't know.
Probably because that wasn't any of their names.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, I just said it's true like back in the H to the C days. But next No Jokes Bard Show is gonna be a week from Saturday on January 19th. It's gonna be at Taco Pica. For the first time ever, No Jokes Barred. So check that out. There's a bunch of the usual locals on it, but it's in a brand new setting. You can get one of those green bathroom selfies that everybody's all the rage about. You can get a bathroom selfie wearing one of Adam Landry's Bird Box blindfolds.
Yeah, as long as you pay for it, that's what I would prefer.
Yeah, that'll definitely blow up your Instagram, all kinds of sweet likes if you do that. And I'm also this came up since last time I was on the radio, but I'm gonna be on Chuckles at the end of this month on January 25th and 26th, opening for, what's his name? I forget. But also on the show is going to be the Reverend Brian Giles, and it's going to be hosted by Scott Belford. So that's going to be a good show. And, of course, the headliner, and just, yeah, drum roll, Sean LaComber. That's who it is. I looked him up on YouTube and looked good, so check that out. We'll talk about it again before we get there. But Adam Landry, thanks for joining the show, and we're going to close her out with the music now.
You're welcome, John.
Have a good night.